We're discussing immediately after davening what a person is supposed to do, specifically to kivei itim l'torah, to learn every day at a set time. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Tachayev adam lilmud b'chol yom torah shebichsav," that it's necessary every day the person should learn the from the written sections of the Torah, namely that of Tanakh, the Torah, Nevi'im, Suvim, as well as Mishnah, Gemara, Poskim. And then the next line of the Mishnah Berurah I found extremely fascinating. I'm not sure if he is exaggerating or he's honestly telling us how it was in his day. It says, Ubali Batim, when it comes to a Baal Boss, so how much do you expect a Baal Boss to learn? So maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Ubali Batim She'enam Lomdim Rak Shalosh. And they only learn 3 or 4 hours during the day, so they really are limited with the amount of time that they have, which halavai any of the bigger Talmidei Chachamim in our generation should even devote 3 or 4 hours. So in his generation, the Baal Batim, who learned 3 and 4 hours a day, should not only learn Gemara, rather you should mix it up. You have fulfilled your true obligation of Lilmud Torah just by learning Gemara. Now it's Sarach Shiyilma Davka Gam Sifrei Poskim Ko Echad Kefi Hasagaso. You also have to be involved in learning some practical applications as well as the learning of Gemara. You know, in the Gemara in Kiddushin, there's the relatively famous Tosfot, which tells us, based on the Gemara, that a person should Bishinantam or Shilashtam, they should divide their learning into three. With regard to Chumash, or Mikra, a third of their time with Mishnah, a third of their time with Gemara. And on over there, Tosu said that Talmud Bavli, which the word Bavli, which means comes from the original Tower of Bavel, which means the Babel, but also means that it's a mix. A mix of many things. And over there, Tosu says that one who learns Talmud Bavli, you're not only learning Gemara, you're learning Mishnah, you're learning Chumash as well. But according to the way of this reading of the Mishnah Berurah, that a person should not only learn Gemara, then not necessarily know practical halacha. A person has a limited amount of time of learning, they should certainly focus on those matters as well. Then the Mishnah Berurah then continues and says that, quoting the words of the Mechaber, that a person should be very careful to be kovei itim every day, and that they should not pass up on this opportunity of learning, even in the event that there is laharviyah harbe, the potential of a very good, sweet business deal. It says, the ikar mitzvahs Talmud Torah ein lo shi'ur. The truth is that there's no specific amount, there's no measurement, there's no cap and maximum amount of learning that one can accomplish. V'chiyuvahu kol hayom. The obligation of Talmud Torah, of learning, is something which really is every day, all day. Kol zman she'eshul panai. Anytime that one has a free moment, that's something which a person should do, as the pasuk says, lo yomush sefer ha-Torah hazeh mipicha. And therefore, a person should utilize their time wisely and not squander their time. A person who has the time, and they're mevatel from learning Torah, meritzono, willingly, which means that they have the opportunities to learn and they just don't really care. It's not something which is so important to them. Then he quotes the Gemara, which actually quotes the pasuk of Ki Devar Hashem Baza, which is someone who could learn Torah and doesn't, which is not a pasuk which you would want attached or in the same sentence your name. El hakavana b'kvias itim l'Torah shetzarach adam liyached is kabua b'chol yom. Person should, since there's no set amount, therefore just find every day an opportunity to do some learning, whatever that may be. Shelo yavirenu b'shum pa'am. And that time which you carve out during the day, you should hold that sacred and not change it. Of course, we're human, and sometimes things beyond our control can happen, which will cause us not to be able to learn at that specific time. So he says, V'yashli menu b'layla. You should consider it like you owe a debt. It's like you owe a debt. You can't say, I won't pay you. It doesn't work that way. You have to pay up. So you should consider the time in which you're supposed to learn, if you're unable to do so, let's say, for example, in the morning for that amount of time, then it should be made up that evening. Because of hachronim, shel olam kodem sheyetze mebeis hamedrash shachris, afil im ero lo ones shel yochel umod b'kmiyas yilman al kolpanim pasuk echad o halacha achas. He says, you know, even if, let's say, you do have to run out and you have a very legitimate reason to do so, nonetheless, in order to at least have some level of learning right after the davening, all you have to do is even say one pasuk and one halacha, and certainly one has enough time for that. Now, a person who has this approach of not allowing this time to be affected in any way, on this the Mishnah Berurah says, the ish kazeh hu mibali aman. So certainly an individual who has tremendous bitachon and emunah and faith in Hashem, shemamin uvoteach v'Hashem shol yachzor lo mizonosav al yedei zeh. Now, a person says, you know, I better not lose this opportunity. I better stop my learning in order for me to be able to engage in this activity. Otherwise, what am I going to do? I'm going to lose out. However, a person who has the emunah and bitachon and realizes that Hashem provides for us, of course, putting in hashtadlus is necessary, but nonetheless, a person who has that level of emunah realizes that his mizonos will not be shortchanged because of his interest in learning. Just want to share with you one Ramah, and then we'll stop. Bi'af mi she'eno yodea lilmod. He says, if a person, let's say you don't know how to learn, don't know any, have, unfortunately, the skills of being able to study, so then maybe you're off the hook, right? Ignorance is bliss. The Ramah says, unfortunately, you're not. He says, mi she'eno yodea lilmod, yeluch lebeis medrash. You should still go to the beis medrash. So what's the point? I'm just going to be listening to a bunch of Hebrew words, or sounds like Chinese. It's not going to mean anything to me. So he says, uschar halicha biyado. At least you will have the reward of walking toward the shul, and therefore, for that schar alone, it's worth for you to sit in that beis medrash, even though you don't understand. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'afil im enu mevin ma shalomdim. You don't understand what's being taught. Mikol makom ha'kabul beis medrash mitzvahi. Just staying in a beis medrash and having that atmosphere that you're constantly being exposed to, that alone is a mitzvah. But kol shekeinim yochel havin ma shalomdim b'halacha v'agada. Certainly, a person is able to learn according to their capacity, whatever they're able to grasp, that certainly is something which one should do.